Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Creative Fire Myths and Stories on the Cycles of Creativity is a work of spoken word nonfiction by Clarissa Pinkola Estes, presented as an expanded edition of her earlier exploration of creativity. Drawing on myths, allegories, and Jungian psychology, the book treats creativity not as a fixed talent, but as an elemental force that rises, dims, and renews in cycles. Its central image is La Chispa, the ember or spark that represents the source of creative work and the inner fire behind artistic making. Estes uses stories to examine what nourishes creativity and what obstructs it, especially the negative complexes and pressures that can drain creative energy. The book is especially oriented toward artists, writers, teachers, and others who rely on imagination in their daily work. Rather than offering a practical workbook alone, it combines symbolic narrative, psychological insight, and cultural memory to explain why creative lives often feel vulnerable, demanding, and deeply meaningful. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, creativity as La Chispa, an elemental source rather than a simple skill. A defining idea in the book is that creativity is not merely a learned technique or a professional habit. Estes frames it as La Chispa, the ember that exists at the center of creative life. This matters because it shifts the discussion away from productivity and toward inner source. If creativity is elemental, then the task is not only to produce more work, but to recognize, protect, and renew the fire that makes work possible. The book's language suggests that creative energy can be present even when it is not visible in output, which helps explain periods of silence, blockage, or incubation. By using a symbolic rather than mechanical model, Estes presents creativity as something alive, vulnerable, and cyclical. This perspective is useful for readers because it validates the unstable rhythms of making art and prevents them from treating temporary absence of inspiration as proof of failure. The spark becomes both a metaphor and a diagnostic tool for understanding creative states. Secondly, myths and allegories as a method for explaining creative cycles. The book does not approach creativity through theory alone. Instead, it uses four allegorical stories and mythic material to show how creative energy behaves in real human life. That method is important because myths can reveal patterns that are harder to capture in abstract language. Through story, Estes can show how creativity emerges, is tested, and must be renewed without reducing the process to a formula. The cycles of creativity are therefore understood through recurrence, contrast, and symbolic transformation. This structure also reflects the book's belief that imagination learns through image as much as through argument. Readers are invited to interpret stories, not just absorb claims, which makes the book less like a manual and more like a guided meditation on artistic life. The mythic form also suggests that creative struggle is not isolated or personal in a narrow sense. It belongs to a long human tradition in which people have tried to name invisible forces through narrative. That gives the book both breadth and continuity. Thirdly, psychological obstacles that drain or distort creative energy. One of the book's strongest analytical concerns is the hidden damage done to creativity by negative complexes and internal pressures. Estes, writing from her Jungian background, treats creative blockage as more than procrastination or lack of discipline. She suggests that creative energy can be preyed upon by psychic burdens, fear, discouragement, and forces that confuse or diminish the maker's sense of purpose. This is a significant move because it reframes blockage as something that can be understood rather than merely blamed on weak will. The value of this approach is that it acknowledges the emotional depth of creative work. People who create often encounter shame, exhaustion, self-doubt, and interference from external expectations, and the book gives those experiences psychological weight. By naming the hidden aspects of creativity, Estes makes room for a more realistic account of artistic labor. Readers are encouraged to see creative difficulty as part of the terrain, not as evidence that they are unsuited to the work. Fourthly, why artists, writers, and teachers are the book's primary audience. Although the book speaks broadly about creativity, it is especially attentive to people who depend on creative instincts in their daily work. Artists, writers, teachers, and similar practitioners are not treated as hobbyists, but as workers whose lives require continual access to imagination, insight, and renewal. This focus matters because those readers face a distinctive problem they cannot simply wait for occasional inspiration, since their profession asks for repeated acts of creation. Estes addressed that reality by offering conceptual tools for understanding creative logjams and the practical strain of sustaining a calling. The book acknowledges that society often does not adequately nurture such people, which helps explain why creative work can feel isolating or undervalued. This gives the book social, as well as psychological relevance. It is not only about making art internally, but about surviving in a culture that may not support the creative process. That combination of recognition and critique makes the book especially resonant for readers whose work is both imaginative and necessary. Lastly, a spoken word, cantadora-style book that blends scholarship with oral tradition. The Creative Fire stands out because of how it is delivered as much as what it says. Estes is not only a scholar and Jungian psychoanalyst, but also a cantadora, a keeper of stories in the Latina tradition, and that oral dimension shapes the book's voice. The result is a work that feels less like a conventional academic study and more like a spoken teaching grounded in cultural memory. This style is significant because it matches the subject. Creativity is presented as living energy, so the form itself remains alive, rhythmic, and story-driven. The book's expanded audio presentation has been especially praised for its narration, which reinforces the sense that these ideas are meant to be heard as well as read. That makes the book distinct from many other books on creativity, which often rely on self-help frameworks, productivity advice, or business language. Estes instead fuses scholarship, myth, and oral artistry into a single interpretive mode. For readers, this creates an experience that is both intellectual and sensory, and it helps the book linger as a source of reflection rather than a one-time read. In conclusion, The Creative Fire is best suited for readers who want a serious, psychologically rich meditation on creativity rather than a simple guide to being more productive. Artists, writers, teachers, and other people whose work depends on imagination will find the most immediate value here. But the book can also speak to anyone trying to understand why creative energy rises, falters, and returns. Its practical benefit lies in giving language to blockage, renewal, and the emotional vulnerability of making things. Its intellectual benefit comes from the way it joins Jungian psychology, mythic storytelling, and cultural tradition without reducing any of them to a slogan. Compared with many books in the creativity genre, it stands out for its oral, symbolic voice and for its refusal to treat creativity as a purely technical problem. Estes presents creative life as something elemental, fragile, and worth honoring. That makes the book especially memorable for readers who want depth, interpretive richness, and a more humane account of artistic labor than standard self-help or productivity books usually provide. If you would like to support PhD Clarissa Pinkola Estes PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts.
See you around.